Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we talk motoring with our man David Brown, who is sitting there in his office with his helmet on and his driving gloves ready to talk motoring. How are you, mate?
Brum, brum.
Well, it's funny you make that sound, because the last couple of weeks we've been talking electric vehicles. We've got another one to talk about. They don't necessarily make the brum, brum sound anymore, do they?
No, it's almost a very, very faint, almost spaceship sort of sound to it. A little bit of that technical world to it. But electric vehicles, and as we've said in the past, we often ask the question, first question is, how long is the range? Whereas a better question is, how are you going to use the vehicle? So any vehicle comes with compromises. If you have a small car, well, typically it'll be cheaper to own and perhaps less room for passengers and luggage. A large car might perform better, but it's harder to park and is usually more expensive. What do you want out of a battery-driven car? Well, if you want a huge range, you've got to pay for a big battery and carry that weight around. What about if you had a vehicle, and I think MG has done this a little, but that has very small range. But what about a vehicle with a small battery but pretty good range? And that's what Hyundai has done with their small SUV, the Kona.
It's an interesting concept, because you think, oh, look, I'd like to go and visit some friends in Tamworth. Oh, no, that's a bit beyond the range of my car. I'll have to find a different way of getting there. Whereas up until now, you would think, well, if the tank of juice won't get me there, I'll find a petrol station on the way, kind of thing.
That's still raises the issue, and we talked last week about plug-in hybrids, having that as a backup. But this car, with the smaller range, it's 305. Again, accuracy is incredible. It seems like it's been done with a slide rule.
Yeah.
305 kilometres. Better than many other models. I mean, they're selling some cars around at the moment, the Mini and so on, where electric, where it's about 200 kilometres. Now, that makes it very impractical. You remember I talked about doing a trip up to Taree, and it would have been good if I had the bigger Kona, the bigger battery Kona, with about 480 kilometres. The smaller one here, 305, would have been a little bit harder, and I would have had to do some sort of charge. But then again, see, the average car in Australia covers only 270 kilometres a week.
Yeah, right.
That might not be the case in the Hunter.
Yeah.
But you think of a car company that's targeting a range of markets. 270 kilometres a week. So for this smaller battery Kona, you would need a charge maybe once a week.
It actually works out pretty well here in the Hunter. We got a lot of people that work in the mines that live over close to the coast at Newcastle. I mean, that's maybe 150 kilometres a day. So but you're there for a 12-hour shift. So if you could be there, charge up, and then you could go back again. So it's not beyond the realms even for a lot of people that do some distance here.
Yeah, absolutely. And the company might well say, well, if you do it, we'll have some charging stations at work.
Yeah. What do we go for as far as a Kona Electric's concerned? How much are they?
The base model, Elite, is $54,500 plus on roads. Now, you can get MGs and that for cheaper than that. But the interesting thing, the Kona still does have the extended range model, and that costs you an extra $6,000. So it's significantly more than even the petrol engine Kona as well, yet it's starting to show in the compromise that we need to adapt and understand how we're using the vehicle, rather than necessarily just having some general ideas about what electric vehicles might mean.
It's funny, when you talk about the extended range model, my mind immediately pictures a trailer with a diesel generator or a or a solar panel sitting there. You just got to drag it along with you wherever you want to go.
No, it's just a bigger battery, 72 kilowatt hours, which is pretty significant. But, of course, that means you're carrying the weight and you're paying for a bigger battery.
All right. We will talk some more motoring next week when David Brown from Driven Media joins us again. Thanks, mates.
And not electric vehicles. Next week will be the other end of the extreme.
All right, looking forward to that.